Seriously, it feels like every time I open a sports website or, you know, turn on ESPN, it's NIL this or NIL that.
Right. Oh, absolutely. College sports and NIL are kind of joined at the hip these days, aren't they? It's a whole new world, that's for sure.
It is. And I mean, it's exciting, right? The fact that student athletes can finally get paid for their name, image, and likeness. It feels like a huge step forward. Like things are finally headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty clear that it's, well, it's not all smooth sailing just yet, is it?
Definitely not. I mean, anytime you have this kind of massive change, this rapid shift in the landscape, you're going to have some bumps in the road. It's inevitable, right?
Right, right. And we're definitely seeing those bumps, aren't we? Like, there's so much confusion and disagreement still about who's eligible for what and how much athletes should be getting paid and what these contracts actually mean. It's a little bit of a Wild West situation out there, to be honest.
You're not wrong about that. When you're dealing with, like, really complex eligibility rules and these significant financial agreements and the whole question of individual rights versus, you know, the rules of these big organizations, it's almost guaranteed that you're going to run into some disputes. It's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So for this deep dive, we didn't just want to, like, you know, point out the problems and say, oh, look how messy this all is. We wanted to actually dig into a potential solution, a way to try and resolve these issues fairly and efficiently. And that's what led us to the American Arbitration Association, the AAA.
Exactly. So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to understand how the AAA is offering an alternative to traditional lawsuits, to litigation for resolving these disputes, particularly when it comes to eligibility and NIL deals in college sports. And the key things we want to explore are how they prioritize speed, fairness, and expertise, because those are really crucial elements in this specific context.
Okay, so let's start with the speed thing. Why is it so important to get these kinds of disputes resolved quickly in college sports? It's not like, I don't know, a regular business deal where things can just kind of simmer for a while, right?
Right. You've hit on a really important point. College sports operates on an entirely different timeline than, let's say, a corporate merger or a real estate transaction. Mm-hmm. It's a world driven by seasons, right? And by these really limited windows of eligibility for the athletes. And of course, their individual career paths. So if a dispute, let's say, over a sponsorship deal drags on, that athlete might miss out on a really significant opportunity. Or similarly, if an athlete's eligibility is questioned and it takes months to get resolved, well, they could end up missing crucial games, development time, maybe even an entire season. And that has huge repercussions, not just for them, but for their whole team.
Yeah, that's a great point. I hadn't really thought about it that way, but it makes total sense. I mean, you can just imagine the chaos. Picture, like, a star basketball player right before March Madness, and suddenly their eligibility is in question. You can't exactly put everything on hold while lawyers fight it out in court for months, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about playing time either. There are all these disagreements that are popping up about the actual details of these NIL agreements. Like, maybe an athlete feels like a brand isn't holding up their end of the deal, or a sponsor feels like the athlete isn't fulfilling their obligations. Those things need to be resolved quickly so that everyone can move forward. It can't just fester.
So that's where the AAA comes in. So tell us a little bit more about them. What is it about the AAA that makes them, you know, potentially the go-to organization for resolving these sorts of disputes?
Well, the American Arbitration Association has a really long and well-established reputation as a neutral and expert organization. That's really important in this context. They're not, you know, aligned with any particular side in this whole college sports landscape. They're not specifically for the schools or the NCAA or even just the athletes. Their whole purpose is to provide this fair and impartial setting where these disagreements can be worked out. And the primary ways they do that are through arbitration and mediation.
Okay, arbitration and mediation. I think a lot of people, myself included, maybe don't have a super clear grasp of the difference between those two. So for those of us who aren't, like, legal eagles, could you give us a quick explanation of what each one entails?
Sure, yeah. So the easiest way to think about it is this. Mediation is kind of like a guided conversation, right? It's focused on trying to find a solution that everyone can agree on. And there's this neutral third party, the mediator, who's there to help the people involved actually talk to each other, you know, to communicate effectively and to try and reach a settlement that works for both sides. But the mediator doesn't actually make the final decision. They're just there to facilitate the discussion. Arbitration, on the other hand, is a bit more formal. It's more like a private version of going to court. So both sides present their evidence and their arguments to a neutral third party called the arbitrator. And then the arbitrator makes a decision that's binding, kind of like a judge would. And the AAA offers both of these approaches. And in both cases, the key focus is on clarity, speed, and fairness.
Got it. So it's all about having this structured way to work things out without getting bogged down in, you know, the often slow and expensive process of going to court. Now, I know that the AAA has something called due process guidelines, which sounds pretty important. Can you tell us more about those? What are they all about?
They're absolutely crucial. These due process guidelines, they really are the foundation of fairness in their system. And what's interesting is how they were developed. The AAA didn't just create these guidelines in a vacuum, you know. They actually brought together a diverse group of people with different perspectives and expertise. Legal scholars who really understand the principles of justice, people who actually work in the sports industry and understand the practical realities on the ground, advocates who are there specifically to represent the interests of the athletes, and of course, experienced arbitrators who know how these proceedings should be run effectively.
Wow, that's really impressive. Sounds like a very thorough way to build a system that, you know, is actually going to work and be fair to everyone involved. So what do these guidelines actually do? What are the key things they're ensuring happen in these cases?
Okay, so basically the guidelines create a framework that protects the rights of student athletes while also setting really clear procedures for everyone. So they ensure that the athletes have a genuine opportunity to tell their side of the story, you know, to be heard and to present evidence that supports their case. They also establish really clear and consistent standards for how the arbitration proceedings themselves are run, so there are no surprises, no inconsistencies. And maybe most importantly, they emphasize transparency in how decisions are made. This helps build trust in the process, right? It makes sure that it's not arbitrary or biased. The AAA, they don't just hope for fairness, they bake it into the structure of their system.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like if everyone knows the rules of the game up front and knows that everyone's operating from the same playbook, it just makes the whole process a lot smoother and, you know, gives everyone a little bit more peace of mind. So speaking of these disputes, what kinds of specific disagreements are we actually seeing that the AAA is like equipped to handle?
Well, the range is pretty broad, reflecting the whole spectrum of issues that can come up in college sports and NIL. So we're seeing a lot of straight up contract disputes, right? And those can involve various parties, the athletes themselves, obviously, but also the sponsors who are trying to use their name, image, and likeness, the agents who are helping to broker these deals, and even these collectives that are popping up to provide financial support to athletes. And then there are the disagreements specifically about compensation related to those NIL deals. So maybe there's a dispute over how much an athlete should be paid or when those payments should be made. We're also seeing conflicts over endorsements and licensing and branding, which can get really complicated. And of course, there are situations where one party simply believes the other party hasn't lived up to their end of the agreement. And then really importantly, the AAA also handles disputes about eligibility, about the right to participate in sports, which can involve the schools, the NCAA, and the athletic organizations themselves.
Wow, that really does cover a lot of ground. It seems like just about any kind of major disagreement that could come up in this NIL environment could potentially go through the AAA. So I know we touched on the speed thing earlier, but could you maybe expand on that a bit? Like, what are some of the key features that make the AAA's approach especially well-suited for these sorts of sports and NIL cases?
Yeah, definitely. So as we've talked about, getting these things resolved quickly is absolutely paramount, right? Delays can have a huge impact on athletes and teams. So the AAA, they've designed their process from the ground up to resolve cases quickly, to minimize disruption. They even have specific procedures in place to deal with really urgent situations, like determining an athlete's eligibility right before a big game. And in addition to that speed, they use what are called specialized arbitrators. So these aren't just like any legal professionals, right? These are arbitrators who are specifically chosen from the AAA's panel of sports arbitrators, meaning they have deep expertise in sports law, they understand the intricacies of eligibility rules, and they're really familiar with the specifics of NIL contracts. This expertise is so important because it means that the people who are actually making the decisions really understand the unique context of these disputes. And then finally, another really big advantage is privacy. Unlike court cases, which are part of the public record, arbitration proceedings are typically kept confidential, and that can be really important for protecting sensitive financial information and the details of those contracts.
It's interesting that you brought up the specialized arbitrator. I hadn't really thought about it before, but it makes perfect sense that, you know, you wouldn't want someone making a decision about an athlete's eligibility who's never even looked at the NCAA rule book, right? Like, that specialized knowledge has to be key to reaching a fair outcome.
Absolutely. It ensures that the decisions are informed, grounded in a deep understanding of how college sports actually work. And it's not just about the people making the decisions, right? The AAA also has what they call supplemental procedures. that are designed specifically for these types of cases.
Oh, right. So what are those? What exactly do those supplemental procedures involve?
Well, think of them as additional tools and processes that the AAA has put in place to really tailor their approach to the unique needs of athletic disputes. One key part of this is what they call streamlined case management. They've taken steps to simplify the whole process, right? To help everyone involved get to a resolution more efficiently, to cut through some of the potential bureaucratic delays that you might encounter in a traditional legal setting. They also build in a lot of procedural flexibility. And what that means is that they can adapt the process to the specific demands of, you know, how college sports are governed and the details of these NIL agreements. It's not a one-size-fits-all system. And then for those really time-sensitive situations, you know, like figuring out if an athlete is eligible to play right before a big game, they have these emergency relief options, so they can get decisions made incredibly quickly when the need arises.
Got it. So it's all about being adaptable and responsive, which makes sense given the, you know, fast-paced, ever-changing nature of college sports. Now, I know we can't talk about these things without talking about money, right? Going to court can be incredibly expensive. So how does the cost of using the AAA compare to that? Is it, you know, significantly cheaper?
That's a great question. And yeah, cost efficiency is definitely a major selling point for AAA arbitration. While the specific costs can vary depending on the details of the case, you know, how complex it is, how long it takes, the overall process is designed to be a lot more transparent and financially manageable than a full-blown lawsuit. And there are three main cost components to keep in mind. First, you've got the filing fees, which are fixed amounts that depend on the size and complexity of the dispute. Then you have the arbitrator fees, which are basically an established rate that covers the arbitrator's time and expertise. And lastly, there are the administrative costs, which are clearly outlined and cover things like managing the case, scheduling hearings, all the logistical stuff. So it's not like those legal fees that can sometimes spiral out of control, you know? Mm-hmm. It's all designed to be predictable and upfront.
That predictability is huge, isn't it? It just takes away so much of the stress and uncertainty. Now, I know we've been talking a lot about resolving disputes, but I'm curious, does the AAA offer any advice on how to prevent these disagreements from happening in the first place? Like, is there anything that schools or athletes or sponsors could do on the front end to, you know, avoid ending up in arbitration or mediation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, preventing disputes is always the best case scenario, right? And the AAA is really big on emphasizing the importance of clear and comprehensive agreements right from the start. When you're talking about sports participation and NIL deals, a really well-written contract can make all the difference. It can set the stage for a smooth and mutually beneficial relationship. And they recommend a few key best practices. First, they say you really need to clearly define all the compensation terms. You know, exactly how much is going to be paid, when those payments are going to be made, no ambiguity. Second, always include a clause in your agreement that specifically designates AAA arbitration as the way you're going to handle any disputes that arise. That sets the expectation right up front. Third, it might seem obvious, but make absolutely sure that your agreements are in line with all the relevant rules and regulations, whether those are from the NCAA, a specific athletic conference, or even state laws. You don't want to run afoul of those. And then fourth, when you're putting these agreements together, try to get input from arbitrators who have specific expertise in both NIL rights and eligibility rules in college sports. They can help you identify potential pitfalls and make sure everything is clear and ironclad. And finally, the AAA suggests using their recommended language for the arbitration clause. It's basically a standardized clause that ensures any dispute will automatically be handled through their streamlined supplemental procedures, which, as we discussed earlier, are really designed for speed and fairness in these types of cases. It sounds obvious, but I can imagine disputes arising from vague language, like competitive compensation or something. Are there specific examples of ambiguities that AAA sees in these contracts?
Well, absolutely. So, you know, one common problem is that contracts might use vague terms like reasonable effort when it comes to, let's say, fulfilling endorsement obligations, or there might be a lack of clarity around how performance bonuses are going to be calculated for NIL deals. And then, of course, not clearly stating who owns the intellectual property that's created as part of the NIL activity can lead to major disagreements down the line. So, yeah, getting all those details ironed out from the start is super important. And speaking of getting those details ironed out, you mentioned earlier that the AAA provides sample arbitration clauses. Can you tell us exactly what those clauses say?
Yeah, absolutely. So for agreements related to sports participation programs, the clause they recommend is this. any dispute, controversy, or claim concerning an athlete's eligibility, participation, or governance within a sports organization shall be resolved by arbitration administered by the American Arbitration Association, ILA, in accordance with its supplementary procedures for the arbitration of sports participation disputes and name, image, and likeness disputes and the AAA commercial arbitration rules. The dispute shall be decided by an arbitrator selected from the AAA's panel of sports arbitrators. Judgment on the arbitration award may be entered in any court having jurisdiction thereof.
And what about for NIL agreements specifically?
For NIL agreements, the recommended clause is slightly different. Any controversy or claim arising out of or relating to this agreement shall be resolved by arbitration administered by the American Arbitration Association, ILA, in accordance with its supplementary procedures for the arbitration of sports participation and name, image, and likeness disputes and the AAA commercial arbitration rules. The dispute shall be decided by an arbitrator selected from the AAA's panel of sports arbitrators. Judgment on the arbitration award may be entered in any court having jurisdiction thereof. And the key takeaway here is that by using these specific clauses in their agreements, all the parties involved can take advantage of the AAA's whole established framework, which is, you know, as we've been talking about, really designed to achieve both fairness and efficiency.
Right, right. So to kind of sum everything up, it seems pretty clear that as college athletics continue to evolve and adapt to this whole new world of NIL rights, the need for effective and fair ways to handle disagreements is just going to become more and more important, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And the AAA, with its due process guidelines and its focus on transparency and efficiency, really does seem to offer a valuable alternative to those traditional legal battles that can drag on forever and cost a fortune. It's something that, you know, everyone involved in college sports should be aware of.
You know, this whole deep dive has really gotten me thinking. We've been talking about this in the context of college sports and NIL, but these alternative dispute resolution methods, they could be useful in so many other areas of life, right? I mean, think about it. Anywhere where you have agreements and potential disagreements, having a fair, fast, and focused way to resolve those issues could be incredibly beneficial. So maybe this is something for our listeners to ponder. Where else in your own life, in your work, in your relationships, could this kind of approach be valuable? It's definitely something worth considering.
It's a fantastic question to ask yourself, for sure. And if anyone out there wants to learn more about the American Arbitration Association and the resources they offer, including those sample clauses we just mentioned, a great place to start is their website, adr.org. You'll find a ton of information and support there. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.